You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by Mr. Don Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, matey. So, I mean, you're doing all kinds of different stuff here at Latitude over the weekend. So tell us about what you're doing.
Well, all kinds of things would be actually two things. The first was I was the secret chef for Social Pantry, which took place yesterday, which is really an excuse to bring people together to share a meal and listen to some music. And I think in the digital age, anything that gets people together for a synchronized collective experience has got to be a good thing. So that went off really well. And today I'm performing with my band, the Rebel Dread Band. I'll be on stage for the first time in 12 years. I'm as nervous as hell, and I'll be playing my debut album in full, which was supposed to come out in May, but for various reasons has been delayed to September, which has put me in the awkward position of having to play a set that no one's ever heard before.
Well, I'm sure your energy will carry us across just fine.
Well, the spirit is definitely willing.
Excellent. Good stuff. And now you have like many different hats not just with the one you're wearing, which looks great, but also you're known as a director. You've done all kinds of things with all kinds of people, so musicians. And what the thing that I was most impressed about with when I looked through your Wikipedia page was the number of music videos you've directed.
Yeah, I've done probably over 300 music videos, but then I'm old, you know, I'm 67, and I started making them back in 1977 and probably stopped around the mid 90s. I haven't made, and in fact, I made one for Sinead O'Connor about a few years back, but I'm not really in that game anymore. I morphed from making music videos into doing documentaries, of which I've done about, I don't know, 30. And I've also done a couple of feature films as well.
Excellent. What are the most recent productions that you've been working on?
Film-wise,
any.
Anyway, most recent productions I've been working on, well, that'd be my album, you know, which was made through COVID, and my focus has just been on that over the last couple of years. What else have I been doing? And I've got a radio show on BBC Six Music called Culture Clash Radio, which you probably know about. I DJ nationally and internationally. See, I live in London, and I've got two teenage girls, and it's bloody expensive. So that keeps
me, I bet.
Yeah, that keeps me on my toes. That keeps me being creative. Paying the bills, that is.
Excellent. And when, and with like productions that you've worked on, when you see kind of like how far technology has come in like media production and music production, you know, do you look back at it and think, you know, I wonder what my younger self would have made of this? Is it something you embrace, or do you find yourself still using a lot of your tried and tested methods?
Listen, I'm as old as punk rock, and that's my aesthetic. And I'm not really interested in the medium. All I ever cared about was the idea. You know, and the medium was like an afterthought. And that's why people say to me, you do lots of different things. Personally, I think I only do one thing, have good ideas. And sometimes that manifests itself in a record, sometimes it manifests in a film, sometimes it's a radio show, sometimes it's a podcast. You know, like I said, I do a lot of things.
Indeed you do. Yeah. I just
like to be creative. I don't like sitting on my ass. That's why my album, my debut album, was actually a product of lockdown, because I simply could not sit on my ass for 3 years and do nothing.
Very true. And you've definitely made good use of it. With the album, what were the main musical influences? Because as you said, you know, you grew up in the age of punk rock, but also, you know, thinking of your Jamaican roots, of course, where your family are from, and growing up in London, like a very multicultural city. So what did you find was influencing you a lot musically and in other ways on this album?
The influence of this album would be my cultural journey from the start to where I am now. I'm 67 years old, was born in 1956, I'm as old as rock and roll. So I've been through everything from, you know, the 60s, punk, rave, I mean, you know, I've been present for all this stuff, and I've still got a foot in the door. And that's what's really informed, yeah, the album, my cultural journey.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to be fascinating to see in your live set. And, well, what have you got coming up?
What have I got coming up? Jesus Christ. A lot of dates. I'm DJing because it's the summer. I'm doing a lot of festivals all over the place. I think the next stop is Ibiza. Just did Glastonbury a few weeks back. God, I've got so much going on, I can never bloody remember. But the general focus is on this album, which comes out in September. In fact, a new single from it came out today called Touch, which features my producer, Gaudi.
Excellent. And where can people get that?
It's available wherever you stream your music. Isn't that how they say it these days? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I can say you sound exactly like your Reggae Revival jingle here on Phoenix FM. And no one says the words Reggae Revival faster than you do.
Well, that's because I'm always in a bloody hurry.
Yes, indeed. Well, no matter what these people say, your sounds...
These sounds definitely lead the way.
And your sounds definitely will do that. Have a great set today, or wherever, whenever it is. Is it today?
It's a live set, live performance on the BBC Soundstage at 6:30.
Righto. Well, I hope that goes really well for you, and good luck with everything else that you've got coming up. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Don Letts.
Thanks, but luck's for suckers. You've got to make it happen.
Wise words.